Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back on the Fan, BT with you. TikTok. Hey, we still got 3 hours. We still have 3 hours for WFAN management to change their minds. 888-808-1019 is the number. All right, so we got A-Rod coming up at noon. We got Rick Pitino coming up at 1240. Your calls throughout. And I'm just going to weave in memories and stories and, you know, just go out the way I want to go out with you. Now, I'm going to play something in a minute. I got to set this up real quick. So, there are some people in our business who actually are the opposite of this. I've never been so arrogant to think that all of you like me. I know you don't. It's the way the world spins. And really, it was never my main mission, even though I much prefer to be liked than not. But my main mission was to be successful in this business. And the way you're successful is by getting people to think and react. And as a byproduct, if you happen to like me, man, that's awesome. All right. But I do think those of you that do, I think one of the main reasons why you might gravitate to me and my personality and my style, whatever that is because there's no shtick, you know, there's no false pretense. It's raw. And it's a lot of how you interact with your buddies. Because we all, especially, you know, if you're of a certain age, you just be a little different around these parts. We grew up pretty different. You know, we grew up pretty interestingly. So as I'm about to play this, I just want to tap into the mindset. This is September 12th, 2023. And outside of 99, when Vinny ruptured his Achilles after the 98 season when the Jets lost to Denver in the AFC Championship game, this, for me, was my most anticipated Jets season. Rodgers is here, Wilson, Sauce, Hall, a defense. Like, this is going to be the year. And 4 snaps in, we know what happened, and I'm sitting on my couch, the fireplace, my family, and I can't even grunt at this point. Nothing audible. Because if something audible comes out, I'm really going to look like a raving lunatic. That's just all there is to it. So I kind of held it in until the show started. And I remember now, Sal and I hadn't really been working together that long, you know. And I remember telling, I said, hey, dude, you know, I would never really ask you to do this. Just lay out at the top. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's going to happen. I had nothing written down. This is, I think, you in a lot of ways. Even if you're not a Jet fan, when something hurts that much as a sports fan and it gets taken away, it's almost unfair. And there's really no other way to react. This was my reaction. We have seen some, with this team, some crazy, devilish, devious scripts. You could go to the bottom of football hell and not construct one more painful than this. I'm actually shaking right now. I mean, when you look at everything that we've been through, all right? I'm not going to run through a chapter and verse because you know what we've been through. I'm talking about since the moment Aaron Rodgers popped on our possible radar. A three-month flirtation. 3 months. Every day we talked about this guy. All-time icon. We actually get him. He chose us. The losers. He said, I want them. And boy, did that feel good. And he plays it out perfectly, just to add to the script more. Immediately immerses himself in everything New York. Knicks, Rangers, Broadway, check, check, check. Then he says the right thing. Every time he opens his mouth, it is an injection of confidence as a Jets fan. This is the guy we've been praying for. This is the guy we have been bleeding for, and he's here. And then for a full month, he's a star on HBO. Every breath chronicled, okay? And then he runs out of the stadium, which, and I hate that stadium, but it actually looked awesome last night. Green, lit up, loud, perfect. And he runs out with the American flag on 9/11, like Captain America. And four plays in, he's done. He's done! Now, I swear, if you gave me 100 tabs of acid and said, imagine everything that I just ran through transpiring. And then the first game, national TV, Buffalo Bills, doesn't even complete a pass. Not even a screen pass. Josh Allen had more passes to the Jets than Rodgers did. Now, I feel horrible for Aaron Rodgers. I am sick to my stomach. Not even from, yes, for us, I guess. I feel genuinely broken for that guy. Right? You got two choices right now. You got two choices. There is the door, and that says losers. Then the door to the right says, we try to piece this together with, I don't know, maybe the most talented wide receiver in football. I don't know, maybe the most talented running back in football. I don't know. Maybe the most talented quarterback in football. Figure it out. Do not tell me today that the season is over. Do not tell me that, because it's not. They already got one win, and I'll tell you, and I'm standing up for this. I will tell you right now, there were about nine people who said, I'm not giving up on Zach Wilson. And I was one of them, and so was my partner. So it is go time. Get up. Stop walking around work like a loser. Get your act together. We're playing until January. There is no way that I'm tapping out now. No chance. If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable. So as I get ready to get my partner involved here, I have Zach's back. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I am saying playoffs with Zach. That's what I'm saying.
No playoffs. Spoiler alert to everybody out there.
No, you didn't fall asleep and miss a wild card game. No playoffs. Man, oh, man. I swear to God, I had no idea where I was. I mean, I was out of body. I appreciate Sal Lane out there. And I think he said something funny, too. He's like, whatever he said, it broke the ice. Like, I was exhausted. Like, I couldn't. I almost couldn't breathe because it's how much it meant to me, you know? And, you know, if I could tell you, and I think you sense this, that's just what I tried to give you guys. You know, I tried to give you that. I tried to give you my heart. I really did. You know? And when you do that, it's amazing. When you do that, you're vulnerable. That's okay. Because I know I was not the only one feeling that way. Like, if you're an older Jets fan, I mean, everything, the checkpoint, think about that. You know, Hard Knocks and coming out with the flag after 9/11. You sit down and you're like, this is our year. Damn it, this is us. And then boom. I'm like, I don't really know where to go. That may have just killed me. Like, that was my thought. And then I'm like, nah, you know, bleep that. Unkillable. In a lot of ways, honestly, guys, to me, And the unkillable rant is obviously about the Jets, clearly. Like, that was the impetus to launch into that. Like, I would never do, like, that wouldn't fit if it was the Yankees. Like, even if the Yankees, when they lost to the Dodgers with Judge with the pop-up and Cole and not covered first and Rizzo, that mess. Even if that was Game 7 and they hadn't won since 09, which they haven't, I wouldn't have felt compelled to get on the air the next day and do that because it's the Yankees. The Yankees have won so much. Like, that was just pure, unfiltered hurt. Like, I was devastated. I really thought I had nothing to give. As a host, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say. But I think as we move forward, and I don't even mean about me. I do, but not necessarily. I think bigger picture, I think that's a video that I hope you could pop on at some point if you're ready to tap out. You know what I mean? How disingenuous would I be, all right, if I didn't heed those words? If you didn't kill us, yeah. No longer the fan? You ain't killing me. It's not going to happen. Because that's not how I'm built. And there's a lot going on in the world. And I'm going to kind of leave it at that. You know what I mean? A lot going on. A lot of challenges for our kids. You know, the economy's tough. It's tough, man. World is in a rough spot right now from every angle. Just keep plowing through. Just keep fighting. Unkillable, right? 888-808-1019. Let me get Ox in Montville back on the fan. Ox, man, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Yo, guy. How we doing, sir? Hey. Great, great shows. I want to make sure you're still going to do the Jets travel. Me and my boys, we had such a good time at Green Bay. Me, Uncle Kev, Frank, John, we made a pact this year to keep following the Jets at least once a year.
Nice. How awesome was that? Was that trip awesome or what?
That trip was tremendous. You did it from top notch the whole way, everything, you know, start to finish, pickups, lunch, dinners, everything was great. It really was a great trip. Great meeting you. Spent money on the stuff getting out of there too, but that's part of it. You know, it was great, but I hope you still do that because we're definitely going to go everything. What do you, hey, quick before you go.
Yeah.
I think you're great. Good luck to wherever you're going.
Thank you.
Bart Scott, defensive coordinator.
Huh.
Do you hate it? Do you like it? I think if you listen to him, his knowledge, his passion, I think he might be right what we need to somebody who's going to say, let Glenn still be the head coach. They probably believe in a lot of the same stuff. I think he's Rex Ryan Jr. without Rex's name. I think right now, I think if you really look at the Jets season, listen, we had like the 48th ranked quarterback who knew Justin Fields was going to stink this bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Wise, we got 3 or 4 wins more, I think, and we're where we should be growing, but he was awful. And our defensive coordinator, most of us hated the beginning.
Yeah.
He didn't have what he had, didn't show the passion, and those two things really hurt.
It was a disaster, and Wilkes deserved he deserved to lose his job. It was awful. Jets don't have a lot of defensive players, to be fair. By the way, WFAN NFL Talk and Football Talk on the Fan powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Bart came up the other day. Bart's name came up on the show the other day. I love Bart. I know Bart. I did TV with Bart for a little bit, and he is awesome, man. I mean, Bart is a foxhole guy. What you see, like, that is a dude right there. That is a no-nonsense. He's going to have you back. He's going to motivate you. He is a real one. I've got a lot of love for Bart, Scott. I really do. The problem with what Ox just brought up, and others have brought up, hey, you know, make Bart the D.C., you cannot roll the dice. In my opinion, you can't roll the dice with somebody now after Wilkes bombed. And now you know, it's all right, you get a pass 1 year, kind of, if you're Aaron Glenn. But now the seat explodes into flames fast in year two. Now forget about year three. There might not be a year three if there's not an appreciable uptick in year two. So you cannot run the risk of bringing somebody in for that position who's never done it before. Listen, it's so obvious, and I love the Jets post-game show on SNY. I like it a lot. I think that Willie does a great job. Big Willie Colon fan. Bart's awesome. It's a good crew. Connor, what's Connor's last name? Connor Hughes, the other guy, whatever it is, on the right. He's really good. I'm just, thank you. Connor Rogers, fantastic. Gelbs does a good job hosting the show. I like the show. And you listen to Bart, and it's like, it's a perfect combination of schematical interpretation, you know, just raw energy. Like, there is no doubt in my mind, if that's what he wants to do, that Bart Scott could be a home run at some point as a DC. Can we start him as the linebackers coach? Can we start him as the quality control, whatever title that is? You can't make him the DC now. Not where they are, not where Glenn is. You just can't have it. 888-808, you know, and I love the guy. So you heard what I said. It's not a knock. Bart is awesome. 888-808-1019. By the way, the show on the Fan brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of The New York Giants. Giants going to lose, what, 40-6 this weekend? What's going to happen there? Hoff, have fun with that. You going to make it through the game alive? I mean, talk about grinding through. Poor guy. Between the BT and Sal show coming to an end and the emotions with that, the Giants can't win a game. Hey, at least you're going to be with Carton show. Hey, I'm happy for you, by the way, man. It's a good spot for you. It's a good spot for you. We'll get back to the calls here. God, I never heard that unkillable thing in its entirety. What a lunatic. 888-808-1019. A-Rod at noon. Rick Pitino at 1240. BT on the fan. Last lap. Let's keep rolling. 1130 on the button. 888-808-1019 is the number. We play the unkillable stuff. We'll get to A-Rod. Can't wait to chat with him in about 30 minutes. Rick Pitino will join me right around 1240 as well. And, you know, one thing I want to ask Rick, obviously, talk a little St. John's. Alex will do a ton of baseball stuff, Yanks, Mets, hot stove, whatever. I'm curious, like, if Rick was still coaching the Knicks and they had the cup, like, what kind of emphasis would he put on there? And I'm curious if he thinks they're a championship team. Like, I mean, really a team that could win the championship. You know, that's one of the things I love about Rick. And one of the things I still get to do, obviously, call the St. John's games, but also once a week, from the first week in January through the Big East tournament, you know, Rick and I film the Red Storm Report. I'll go to campus once a week. We'll record it. Then it's on, you know, a couple of times on Friday, a couple of times on Saturday on MSG. And, I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm just thankful. Like, there's been, I mean, every time we do it, we talk, like, I mean, the show's great because he's phenomenal. I mean, Rick is a master communicator, and he's open, and he's transparent. Like, he's not trying to hide anything. Whereas some of the other coaches that were before Rick, who I really did like and got to know really well, they were always on guard a little bit, which I understand because St. John's wasn't winning, and it was, I mean, Rick is like, hey, if you want to hire me, I'm doing it my way. And everybody at St. John's is like, yep, you do what you got to do. Help us, save us. And Rick obviously has, but the conversations I have with him, like before we actually start taping the show and after it, oh my God, about like when he was coaching the Knicks and the young Ewing, just very, very, very awesome. So we'll get his thoughts on a bunch of things here. All right, 888-808-1019, again, number. So the Giants got the Vikings game. Giants are what, 2.5? Jets plus 6 at the Saints. Yeah, at this point, I'm hoping the Jets lose. You would hope that the Giants would lose, but, you know, Dart plays well. I would imagine that's the mindset. If it's different, by all means, feel free to enlighten me. I think the only issues really that remain, big picture, before I get back to the phones, is, you know, when, and I guess you still throw an if in there. For me, it wouldn't be an if, but when and if the Giants fire Shane, who will they replace him with? Who's going to be their head coach? You know, like, do they really take a big swing, Tomlin, whatever it might be, things we've already talked about. You know, can Dort stay healthy these last few weeks? Hopefully so. I love him. I could see Jackson Dort winning a championship for the New York Giants. I really can. And then from the Jets, you know, it's more about, you know, is there a chance Glenn's one and done? I think that would be ridiculous unless, like, Andy Reid wants out and something like that. But, I mean, this football season, this football decade, hell, really more than that, has just it's been utterly unwatchable. John's in Middletown on the Fan with BT. Hello, John.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking the call. It's such an honor. You know, I've been listening to the station since they took over from FAN, but your show was the first time I ever called in. It was so much fun, you know, unkillable and folded like a paper bag and all that other stuff.
Oh, but when Sal came in as the Mets, that was awesome. Yeah, he's out of his mind. Between the King Cohen stuff and coming in with the brown paper bag over his head as a Mets fan.
How funny was that?
I'm going to let you finish clearly. I've said this before. Man, I have done a lot of other shows with a lot of other people. I have never genuinely laughed as hard as I laughed so with funny. That guy, man. He is an absolute trip and talented.
It really is.
Yep.
Man, I'm so upset that you're not going to be there anymore, but you'll show up. You know, it's so much fun. It's such an honor to be part of your show for the little bit that I have. Thank you so much, man. I wish you all the success. You and Sal, you're just great, man.
My pleasure, man. Thank you, John. I can tell it's very heartfelt. Thank you. Speaking of Sal, so, you know, before he left, he was telling me about this corduroy suit that he got. Remember that? that he's going to wear to A-Rod's party tomorrow night. That's going to be some shindig, huh? I can't wait to get there. And I see him last night. Did you see the video from SNY Baseball Night in New York, like the end of the year awards? He's wearing a tuxedo. I text him, you should wear that to Alex's party, won't you? Maybe you go half corduroy, half tux. That'll be a good look for you. Oh, man. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. What's happening, Richie?
Hey, BT, how's it going?
Good.
We're going to go out the same way that we came in. Every one of those compliments that I've heard the past callers give are so warranted. And there's another term besides stand-up, a true mensch.
I appreciate that.
I would
that.
Like to add.
Yeah, I'll take the mensch, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you.
There was one other rant that had me hooked on you from the very beginning.
Okay.
And I hope they have it queued up because I asked them to. But before they do it, I'm going to say this. How bad of a poorly run management team do you have where one of your homegrown decides, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay with the Padres because I think they're better off.
I've had a couple of Cashman moments for sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Javi, don't even worry about pulling that up. And Rich, thank you so much. I mean, I guess this stuff is all over YouTube, whatever. Yeah. I mean, come on. Get it right, Cash. How about Michael King? I mean, now that, listen, guys, the plans are dwindling here. So, Yankees are honing in on Amaya. Looks like they're going to get him. I don't know what the deal is going to be, how much. I'm not really sure. And that's something that I want to talk to Alex about, and one of the real, you know, things that we'll jump into. You know, let's say that the Yankees don't get Bellinger, which I think there's a pretty good chance, even though he's a great fit. I think the Mets are going to come pretty nuts with a contract. And I think at that point, the Yankees might say, hey, we like you, but we're not going 7 years or crazy AAV, whatever it might be. So I didn't like this a month ago, but then I'm like, okay, well, rather than overpay for somebody like Tucker, 8-9 years, or whatever else you think that they could do, I mean, wouldn't it make sense to just have an abundance of arms and just trot out? Now, everything would have to go incredibly well, but if it did, maybe the best pitching staff this century? I mean, now, I'm going to give you some variables. All right, and again, the probability of all this happening, fairly low, but I'm going to give you something here. Let's say Cole gets back in early May, middle of May, and he's vintage Cole. And by the way, I have no doubts that he will be. I mean, maybe not the first start. He's going to have to learn to trust his body again. But once he sheds the rust and gets a feel back, I mean, a million guys have had Tommy John. He'll be fine. Gerrit Cole's going to be a beast. Not worry about Gerrit Cole. Stud. Cam Schlittler. As filthy a young Yankee pitcher as I have ever seen in my life. Stud. Max Fried. I mean, Max Fried basically had 5 bad starts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That was a Cy Young pitch. It was phenomenal. Stud. And then you get into, now this is where it gets really interesting. If it's somebody like Gamai, now I'm not going to waste time like guessing who he comps to or what. I don't know. I mean, I've seen the video like you've seen, but just imagine if he's absolutely one of these truly legit front of, if they get him, front of the rotation Japanese aces. And then, see, this is where it gets really interesting. And I know Rodon's going to miss the first month, and Rodon's never going to be your best pitcher on a great team. I don't even really want Rodon to be your second best pitcher on a great team or a team with championship aspirations, because I don't think that's necessarily who he is. But imagine Rodon as your four or your five, which is not inconceivable. And then you have, you know, Will Warren. Maybe he goes to the bullpen. Maybe he's a swing, whatever. There's a chance the Yankee rotation is the best in baseball. And would that be enough to, you know, upend the Dodgers and Toronto and, you know, the Red Sox and everybody else getting ready to spend a little bit? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But what I've said now for a week or so is that there's another way to build the championship team. I mean, ideally, you got both, like the Dodgers doing. That would be nice. Have a loaded, stacked lineup. Have a loaded rotation. Have a sick bullpen. Yeah, it'd be nice. But that's not going to happen, because the Yankees are going to give a lot of runway to some young players. And honestly, a lot of those young players I like. I mean, we could sit here, and Sam and I would go back and forth on somebody like Austin Wells. Now, is there another level? I would hope so. But if not, well, then that's one evaluation. But the bottom line, bare bones minimum floor evaluation of somebody like Austin Wells is he's a lefty who's going to hit 20-plus home runs in the bottom of the order. He catcher. So, to me, it's incredibly appealing. And I know I'm not, you know, I have the ability to geek out a little bit. But if you want to, you know, just go and check his catching prowess, framing, all those other things, savant, other deeper analytical dives, it's phenomenal at that. Rates among the best in baseball. So he knows what he's doing behind the plate. He's got a good arm. Can hit you 20-plus bombs. The difference for somebody like Wells, just don't hit 212. Don't go 2 months where you hit 201 and you're a strikeout machine. If he just improves 15%, he's basically an all-star. So I understand, even though it's to the chagrin of some of you, you know, not, you know, maybe you're not in love with Austin Wells. For where he is in the order and the money he's making, I'm more than fine with Wells. You know, I know Rice can hit. We all know Rice can hit. If you don't think Ben Rice can hit, you got to stop watching baseball. Or at the very least, stop talking about baseball, because then you don't know what you're talking about. And now you're just wasting time. Kid's a stud. Now, the Volpe stuff, all right, that's different. Understood. Dominguez stuff, I think that's been hijacked a little bit. But, all right, it's a little different. Understood. I'm not going to sit here and pound my chest for Spencer Jones. Strikes out twice a night every night in the minors. You know, what's he going to do against the best pitchers in the world? So I understand that that's a different point of evaluation. Yeah, I know McMahon strikes out 200 times and this and that. Like, the Yankees are far from perfect. You know I didn't want Grisham back. Ugh. But if they go with all these arms, it's a route that is appealing to me. Maybe not to you, but I like it. 888. Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild this team the way this team needs to be rebuilt. Oh, boy. I mean, I stand by it. I mean, it's not going to start running from things I said now. But last day, hey, if anything, I'll just start saying more. Trust me, there's nothing that you want to know that I will. I've always been transparent, you know. So if you got a question, if you want something about, you know, an opinion on somebody on the New York sports scene or anything, I'm not going to get into the station dynamics, what's going down. Just keep it to me. I appreciate that. Anything else? Let's go. Full reign. Got nothing to hide. Yeah, no, I stand by the Cashman stuff. Respect, Hall of Famer, but come on. I mean, it's been a while here. 888-808-1019. All right, BT back on the fan about 10 minutes in front of noon. Alex Rodriguez will join me at noon. Bounce around a lot of hot stove, primarily Yankee topics, but a couple of Met things. And speaking of the Metsies, boy, if Sal was here, I might have to start blaring the trumpets, the Cohen trumpets, not the Diaz trumpet, because as we all know that he took that trumpet and went out west. Steve Cohen has tweeted, and he has tweeted aggressively. And I've made sure, I did it with my own eyes and my research. I made sure, although Hoff has gotten these things wrong before, but he got this one right. I had Hoff check it out. This is a real tweet from Steve Cohen 56 minutes ago. As typical, comma, good usage. You know, he's pretty good with grammar there. The usual idiots. Those are the first five words. As typical, the usual idiots misinterpreting a Post article on Mets payroll for 26. I can't imagine our payroll is going to be lower than last year. It's always hard to predict, but that would be my best guess. Whoa, Stevie's all up in his feelings. Stevie feeling the heat maybe a little bit. I cannot speak to every single Steve Cohen tweet. And I like Steve Cohen. I think he's good for baseball. I think he's good for New York. I think he's well-intentioned. I do think he wants really to bring a championship here. This nonsense about Metropolitan Park, that was his mission. I think that that's so unfair. You should be kissing his feet when Steve Cohen walks by you if you see him at Citi Field compared to what you had before that. I mean, come on. So I love Cohen. I don't know if I believe in Cohen the way I once did, but I love him. But what a tweet. Stevie feeling that heel. I got news for you. Whatever they call that fan fest thing there, Steve. If you don't do some things that the fans like before then, you know, you thought it was a little rough last year with fans imploring you to bring back Pete. There's no telling what they're going to do to you. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. You better sign somebody. As typical, the usual idiots. That's what surprises me the most. Like, you know, that's like an irrational radio host firing off some immature, stupid tweet at some dope who lives in his mom's basement with an egg still as an avatar and 9 followers. Like, I mean, that's a pretty aggressive punchback. And then there's another tweet, Hoffy. Payroll watchers always forget to budget for waiver claims, player movement from minors to majors. I'm not even going to read the rest of it. Here's one thing I am going to say. And again, you heard what I said about Cohen. I like him. I believe in him. I support him. But man, think about this. And my boy Sal included, with the robe and the scepter and the purple robe and the everything. You know, now suddenly Steve Cohen's tweeting about waiver claims and don't forget about the budget for waiver claims, player movement, minor league references, and trade deadline moves. Perhaps a little shift in the financial universe for the Metsies. All right, 888-808-1019. Wow. Hoff, do I have time for a quick call? I want to make sure we have plenty of time with Alex. Okay, there we go. Let me get, how about Chris and Deer Park on the fan with BT? Chris, what's cooking, man?
How you doing, B? I go back to 10:50 when you were over there. I just want to say thank you for your time. I never call. You and I are about the same age. I know Mattingly was my favorite player when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm still upset about the Buehner trade. How pissed off were you that day?
I've moved on. Yeah. I mean, I've moved. Hey, listen, I got more important things to worry about than Jay Buehner getting dealt 50,000 years ago. No, that was, listen, there was a point there, Chris, whether it was Willie McGee who was in the Yankees farmhand. Like, they were just, the Yankees were broken. They just did stupid stuff. Irrational. Yep.
I just wanted to say thank you. And as you host on the station, where you know, you're a neighborhood guy, so you feel like you're sitting in the neighborhood just talking about sports. Just thank you, and best of luck. Bon Natal.
I'll take that compliment every day of the week. Neighborhood guy. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not in the same neighborhood I grew up in, but I'd like to think that That resonates. And listen, just because things are going to change on the fan here, and I can promise you I've got things coming, and we'll use a different platform to tell you what, out of respect to WFAN. But just no one's dying. Just you see me on the street, you see me on a Little League field, which you invariably will, somewhere in New Jersey, you know. You see me on a basketball court. You see me at the Garden with St. John's. See me at a restaurant. Come up, say hi. Like, that's who I am. I appreciate that. You know, before I came here, I was one of you. I'm still one of you. The only difference is I had a microphone here. That's it. Wired the same way. So I'm not changing. My day-to-day existence is going to change a little bit. That's all. 888-808-1019. BT on the fan. All right, coming up. How do you fix Volpe's swing? Does Bellinger come back? What else is Cashman going to do? What about Pete Bouncin? Talk baseball. Going to talk shop with a guy. I don't think there's anybody, and not just because I've become friendly with him, I'm going to his party on Saturday. I don't think there's anybody that loves baseball and knows baseball the way my next guest does. And, of course, that is the great Alex Rodriguez next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.